Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Lawmakers want to question him about the insurrection on January 6th. Many want to know what information the FBI had before pro-Trump rioters attacked the Capitol. Wray says the FBI is still investigating.
Of those identified, we've arrested already more than 270 individuals to date, over 300 when you include the ones of our partners, with more subjects being identified and charged just about every single day.
Wray also says there's no evidence to suggest the Capitol rioters were fake Trump supporters. NPR has learned that drug maker Merck is going to help its rival produce a COVID-19 vaccine. It's Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccination that just got emergency use authorization. More details on the arrangement are expected today from the White House. The head of an Afghan TV station says gunmen have shot dead three female journalists who worked for his station. There's been a spate of targeted killings since peace talks began between the Afghan government and the Taliban. NPR's Dia Hadid has more.
Images shared by journalists show two of the women lying lifeless on the ground. One was clad in a blue burqa, her handbag beside her. The third was shot in a different area. With these three murders, the number of media workers and human rights activists slain in Afghanistan has risen to 14 in just the past few months. The horror has been escalating. Last week, gunmen shot dead three relatives of a journalist who was killed on New Year's Day. And to have three women shot in one afternoon, in one city, from one TV station, appears to be unprecedented. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
U.S. civil rights leader Vernon Jordan has died. He was 85. Jordan, who headed the National Urban League, was close to former President Bill Clinton. In 1980, a sniper tried and failed to assassinate him. The company that publishes Dr. Seuss's books for children has announced it will stop printing six titles. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, these books have been criticized for racist representations of Black and Asian people.
Among the titles are If I Ran the Zoo and To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, which you can see plenty of people reading aloud on YouTube.
Suppose that I add a Chinese man who eats with sticks.
The picture that goes with this part of the story is also a racial caricature. To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street was published in 1937. It was the book that made Theodore Geisel famous, writing as Dr. Seuss. March 2nd is the author's birthday. To commemorate it, Dr. Seuss Enterprises issued a statement saying the books, quote, portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 88 points at 31,447. The Nasdaq is down nearly 1%. This is NPR. The Texas Attorney General is suing energy company Gritty. It's accused of passing on gigantic energy bills to customers during last month's deadly winter storms, some worth thousands of dollars. Separately, the biggest and oldest power cooperative in Texas is seeking bankruptcy protection. Brazos Electric Power Cooperative is also blaming the storms. Authorities in Nigeria say all the schoolgirls abducted by gunmen last Friday have been released. Officials say no ransom was paid. Ish Mafundikwa reports from Harare.
The girls were presented to the media by Zamfara State Governor Bello Matawalle early Tuesday. He said they were released after what he called the scaling of several hurdles. The boarding school girls were the second group seized in northern Nigeria in less than 2 weeks. The first group of 42, which included children, was released by their captors on Saturday. Despite denials, ransom has been paid for the release of abductees. President Muhammadu Buhari has urged state governors to review their policy of rewarding bandits with money and vehicles. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
Members of the Southeast Asian Nations Bloc, or ASEAN, are urging the leaders of the military coup in Myanmar to stop using lethal force against civilians. Many demonstrators have been killed by police or Myanmar soldiers as they protest the military overthrow of the government. ASEAN foreign ministers held a video meeting today to press the point with a junta leader. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.